Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We had reason to believe that there were three women, lovely creatures all, working against us. Faye Corelli, the lissom French-Italian dancer, the red-headed American bird painter Hetty Fitzhenry, and the aloof and mysterious Helena Jansen, unbending one moment, distant the next. But the boys in London seemed to think there might be four, and so they included young Sally Bruin, and instructed me to supply photographs of each. I went to work with a pipe shaped like Cyclops, its single eye conveniently the lens of a tiny camera. First I snapped Sally, then Helena, and I lined up Hetty as she arrived to meet me at a Rio cafe. But she was in a strange mood and promised to make a startling revelation. But then my former school chum, Roger Dovio, made an unexpected appearance, and Hetty made a desperate effort to be her gay and vivacious self, even though she'd whispered that if Dovio suspected anything, he would kill her.
Well, Roger, honey, this is unexpected.
I just happened to drop in, Hetty.
But aren't you and Bruce going to say howdy?
Why not? How is the great staccato, Carson?
Howdy, old chap.
Say, you two aren't acting like a couple of characters who went to school together.
Yeah? How so?
Well, I kind of sense an air of hostility.
Nonsense, Hetty.
Of course.
I still got my doubts.
Oh, but Roger and I are bosom pals till dying day. Howsoever, we were about to toddle off.
We were what?
That exhibition of paintings I mentioned.
Huh? Oh, sure.
Then let's go.
And leave Roger.
Oh, not still in rompers, you know?
Bruce, I'd kind of like some more coffee, as they say in these parts.
Oh, well, please, so.
Sit down, Roger.
Well, I'd hate to intrude.
Oh, don't be mid-Victorian, honey.
So, do have a seat.
Well, thanks. Just, what are you two up to, anyway?
Up to? Oh, just carrying on something that you started, old chap.
I don't follow.
Well, after all, you introduced me to this dear sir. You're responsible for my sleepless nights and so forth.
Oh. But listen to him.
Oh, fact.
Oh, sure, sure. My telephone line runs hot with all your constant calls.
Oh, excuse me. Here's the waiter.
Something more, senor.
Coffee for Jim.
One more coffee. Very good, senor.
Now, what are we going to chat about?
Before you start a discourse on pipes or hobbies in general, Carson, I've got something here for Hetty.
What's this, for heaven's sake?
A note that was dropped into the travel agency. It was, rather fortunate that I happened to come in here as I did.
Well, thanks.
Well, don't mind about us, Hetty. Go ahead, open it up.
Well, okay.
Coffee, senor.
Oh, thanks. For friend here.
I see.
Good.
That is all?
So?
Thank you, senor.
Well, wouldn't this?
Bad news?
No, but something I've got to do fast. There's a painting society at St. Louis. They want a couple of my bird canvases. Oh, boys, do you mind if I dash?
Oh, be heartbroken.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but I must.
Then I'll be seeing you later.
Oh, sure, of course.
And me also, eh?
Yes, Roger. Thanks for the coffee, Bruce. I'll be seeing you.
Odd.
I didn't catch that, Carson.
I said odd, meaning curious. Wonder just what was in that note.
But she told us.
Sounded more an excuse than anything, I fear. Especially since there wasn't any stamp or postmark on the envelope. Howsoever,
where do you think you're going?
I'm not following Hetty, if that's what you're wondering about.
Why should I be worried?
I just thought you might be concerned. Besides, we might get talking, and the subject of Miss Sally Bruin might arise. And we mightn't exactly be bosom pals. See you later, school chum. What was a fella to make of that? Well, as I sauntered along the mosaic pavements of lovely Rio, I came to the conclusion that the alleged note from St. Louis was an instruction from Deauville telling Hetty to get going. He had some hold over her, but what? Meanwhile, I had to get some photographs of Faye Corelli. She wasn't at her apartment, so I decided later to drop in at the White Tulip Cabaret and ask her bloated admirer, Reliana, a question or two.
Signor Carson.
So, evening, old chap.
And what is it that brings you here?
I always make a point of patronizing the best cabarets in Rio.
The senor had always the ready answer.
Oh, thanks for compliment.
It was not intended to be such. But you desire a table?
Well, could wait.
And why wait?
I thought the fair Fakerelli might be appearing.
Then you are to be disappointed.
Oh, not dancing here?
I fear not.
Slip through your fingers again, old chap.
No, no, senor.
Then, where is she?
To inform you of that would be a break of promise, Senor Carson. She does not wish to be pestered with your kind.
Well, seems susceptible to it in past. Howsoever...
Si, senor.
Look, might we have a private conversation?
For what purpose?
Well, the fact is, I'm rather anxious to see her.
But I explain. She has no desire to see you.
Quite a blur. Even so, if I could explain... I thought, for instance, we might slip into your office.
Of course, senor. This way. This way.
Thanks, old chap.
Here we are. Enter, my friend.
Oh, so kind.
Now, senor.
I thought I remembered you having this place somewhat liberally decorated with photographs of our fair.
Not our fair, senor.
Steady on, Reliana.
I wish to make it exceedingly clear to you that your attentions are not welcome where the senorita is concerned.
Now, that's strictly from your point of view, of course.
I can be a dangerous enemy, senor.
Already had some indication of that.
Then allow this private conversation to have this conclusion. You will forget about Senorita Carelli.
I'm afraid it's too much to ask.
I insist, senor.
Well, don't want any bother.
You know that I am a cause too much.
Yes, caused plenty in the past with your bruises and their quaint ways, but tell you what. How about I take some of the photographs?
I fear not.
Souvenirs of delightful interludes.
No, senor.
Then must help myself, seems.
What is this?
Just remarking. Pity, no side screens.
Side screens? I do not understand.
Oh, just a term used in cricket.
Cricket?
Old English sport. Helps batsmen sight bowlers. And since you've been tossing up the googlies as batsman, I hereby... Now, let's help you to a chair. There. Sixer, or equivalent. Now, to help self to photographs and retire. Otherwise, this liable to be sticky wicked. Anyway, I had an old score to settle with Reliana. And so did Sir Giles Davenport, because Reliana had some hand in tampering with a certain pipe and nearly causing the old boy to lose his sight. But I sauntered out of the White Tulip, then hastened to Sir Giles' Copacabana apartment. His head was still in bandages, but he had some cheery news.
Doctor says I can get this turban business off my head in the morning.
Yeah, sooner than expected, eh?
Yes, yes. Took a little persuading, though.
I hope you're not taking unnecessary risks.
No, no, the sight's quite unharmed. It's only the cuts and scratches, and they'll be healed in a day or two.
Ah, it is good news. But, Angelo?
Out again. Trying to get something on the Cossack, or this charcoal blighter. Sitting here alone, pondering, as you'd say, on the whole business, I fear I'm very pessimistic. If charcoal gets all the Cossack's death ray information, then we're sunk.
Well, sir, the boys in London might be able to give us a new lead when they get photographs of all four sweet things they requested.
You have the snaps, Carson?
I've got Hetty, Helena, and young Sally in the pipe. Publicity's still the fair. Yeah, I must get to work with the developing. All right if I use your kit, sir.
Oh, naturally, naturally. I'm only sorry that I can't give you a hand.
Yeah, then I'll get busy. Shouldn't be long.
In the meantime, Angelo should be back. I do hope the rogues manage to turn up something for us.
And while I'm at work, I must tell you about Miss FitzHenry. Nearly spilled beans.
What's this, Carson?
Said she was fed up with the antics of some fellow. Deauville, obviously.
Yes, yes.
But changed tune the moment he appeared on the scene. She's in mortal fear of him, as the saying is.
She is, eh?
Fair. Yet whatever hold he has over her, she dances to his tune. I have a feeling that Hetty might reveal something. But meanwhile, our photographs. no doubt about old Cyclops.
What's his cousin?
He has an eye for the ladies.
Oh, it's that deuced pipe you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Pity you can't see these snaps.
They're clear?
Very. Just look at young Sally. Innocence personified.
I wonder.
And Helena. Perfect features. Mysterious.
Most mysterious, Carson. Playing the most perplexing sort of game.
And Hetty. Not her usual gay self at all. But Faye...
Yes. You've already explained the nature of those stolen photographs.
Such costumes, sir. Enough to stir the heart of any philatelist. Oh, well, we send them off to London and await results.
That's right.
Now, if they're trying to judge the Rio beauty queen, some task they'll have. Hello?
This might be Angelo.
Now, since he... This is the residence of His Excellency, Sir Giles Davenport.
I say, really, old fellow.
Is that Angelo?
No, Hetty, my dear. It's Carson.
Well, what goes on?
My idea of a joke, I'm afraid. But, Hetty, why this call?
Bruce, I've been trying to contact you desperately. I still want to tell you that...
Yes? Yes, well, Hetty?
He's caught up with me again, Bruce. Bruce, he's caught up with me. Help me! Help me!
Hetty! Hetty! Sir Giles! Sir Giles! That girl wants to tell me something, but someone's out to stop her. She needs help pronto! So there it was. It was possible that Hetty's information might just give us the very lead we needed in our search. And it was obvious that she was in great danger. Something must be done to help her, or another lovely face would vanish from Operation Death Ray.